mercy, and peace to you all from Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our second reading today is the basis of today's sermon, especially these words. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always, to the very end of the age. Thus the reading. Good afternoon, Mount Olive Lutheran Church. It's good to be here worshiping with you all. And here we have our last Advent service. Or at least our last midweek Advent service. It feels like it's already gone by so far. We've had the beginning, we've had our new beginnings in Christ, and now we come to the fulfillment of our theme that we've been building on, beginnings, and now the beginning of the end. And where do we find ourselves except at the Great Commission? This is one of those Bible verses that all Christians should know. It's not quite up there with John 3:16, which is so ubiquitous with the Christian experience, but it's, I would say, a close second. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now that's interesting, right? Every time I read this, I'm reminded of a particular event in my life. I'm a young pastor. I'm into my ministry, and I've just finished talking about this in a Bible study, and we're moving on. And after Bible study, somebody comes and they say to me, "Well, Pastor, you know the Great Commission is meant for pastors and trained evangelists only. It's not meant at me. It's not meant at the Christian sitting here in the pew or in your congregation. That's not talking about me." Surprise! It is! It is talking about you. It's talking about us as well. Did you know that most people that come to church from outside the church come because 80% of the time it's somebody from the congregation invited them, not pastor? I know. Shock. Awe. Gasp. Pastors tend to be the outsiders in their neighborhoods or in their community. Not eventually over time that goes away, but I'll tell you, my previous congregation, I was in a small town of about 50 people. Everybody knew who I was. And anybody who wasn't attending church already had their pre-planned explanation of why they weren't coming to church. And every single person that started coming to a church came because someone from that church invited them. And yet, that idea still persists. Well, the Great Commission isn't meant for the layman. How odd. It's an odd thought. It's weird. I often think, again, of... anybody here seen the movie Mission Impossible? Yeah, a few hands, right? Well, for those of you who don't know, always at the beginning of all those movies, Tom Cruise has some device or something that says to him, and the second one, he puts on a pair of sunglasses. I don't have mine. I lost them. But he puts them on, and they say to him, "Your mission, should you choose to accept it." And I think a lot of Christians look at it that way. Here we are after Christ has ascended into heaven. We've been given the Great Commission, and right before he ascends and the end times come, the Lord says, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." And people say, "I choose not to do that." It's an interesting thought, right? Question, are they called the 10 suggestions? No, they're the 10 commandments because the Lord does not give suggestions. Hey, do not sin, but you know, if you do, that's okay. That wasn't a command. The same thing here. The Lord is not giving a suggestion to you and me. Go and make disciples of all nations. the command there is make disciples. The go part, though, is interesting because it is the command, though, you know, go, but it could also be interpreted, you know, as you are going, as you're going throughout your life, as you're living your life and your vocation. Meaning you don't have to be the evangelist who's like, I'm going to another country to tell those people about Jesus because they haven't heard the word of God. But no, it can be, I'm going to the grocery store and I bump into someone and say, hey, I haven't seen you in church in a while. Or, hey, we're having a church potluck. Why don't you come to service with me? And why don't you stay for the potluck afterward? Or it might be go as in you're raising your children in the faith. Or it might be go as you're going in your life. But go, and as you go, make disciples of all nations. Here we are at the beginning of the end of Jesus' ministry, and here in the end times, and whenever that is. And to illustrate this for you is our first lesson: how none know the day nor the hour. Not even, but about that day or the hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Let that knowledge light a spark in you. Inflame your sense to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with anyone and everyone. And as you look inward at your own life and you hear the words of the Great Commission and understanding in the context that the Lord may come at any time, how do you hear the Lord's command of go make disciples? Are you the one who says, I choose to not accept this mission given to me by the Lord? Or do you say, here I am, Lord, send me. I have heard your command. Not only because it is commanded, but because it is the good news. Like, perhaps sometimes this gets lost in translation. We call them the Gospels, right? Which literally, quite literally, means the good news. It's not something that you have to share, though in the sense you should because you are commanded to do so, but you get to share that good news. You get to say, hey, Christ died for you. You're having a tough time. You're trying to find the meaning in life. Let me tell you what Christ has done for you and how you are saved. That this world, yes, is sinful, that it is fallen. It's fallen since the very beginning. But you are made new in Christ. So friends, when you hear the words of the Great Commission, do not take them as simply a person hearing a call to action, but hear them as the church militant, as your commander giving you orders and you saying, yes, sir, send me and where? For you go out into the world to bring the good news, not only to go, but as you're going in your daily lives and in your vocations, to bring salvation to others. In Jesus' name, amen.